Hello everybody, this is Svenja and welcome to this week's episode of my podcast. This week we are going to talk about the other side of student life. As some of you may know, besides studying, I have a part-time job in a hostel here in Düsseldorf. And a few days ago, I met these two girls. So we have Nina from America.
America first.
Hey, what's up?
And Ronja from England.
England is my city.
Hi.
And they asked me why my English is so fabulous. Fabulous. And we started talking about my studies and life in general here in Germany. It turns out they are both students as well. And I thought it would be a great idea to talk about their experience with studying in England and America and kind of compare it to studying here in Germany. So why don't you just introduce yourself really quickly?
I'm Ronja and I'm 21 and I live and study in Reading.
And what do you study?
Media science.
Okay, what about you?
Cool, I'm Nina. I go to a private school in Queens, New York. I'm 21 as well and I'm majoring in psychology.
Interesting. Okay, so let's get into the questions. Why don't we start out with your guys' living situation? So how does it work? Do you live on or off campus? Do you have dorms or anything like that?
Well, my school makes the freshmen move into dorms, but after that you pretty much gotta find a place on your own.
Oh, wait. So maybe we should explain to the Germans at first. Freshman actually is, it means first year students.
Oh, we yeah, I thought that was like a thing.
No, okay. We don't have those terms. Mm-hmm. Okay, so go on, sorry.
Sorry. So yeah, after your freshman year, you pretty much got to find a place on your own. So currently I'm sharing an apartment in Queens with two friends of mine. How is that in England?
Well, it's almost the same. You don't have to live on campus, but everyone pretty much does it because it's like more convenient, obviously.
So if you guys also live on campus, do you also have like the freshman 15?
What are those?
What is that?
What is that?
You don't know what the freshman 15 are?
No.
Well, that's hilarious. Well, pretty much Americans don't really like leave their parents' place until they move out for college.
Right.
So since they just live on campus and there's so much food.
Oh, some roast beef, some chicken, a pizza.
In the first year, they just gain so much weight. So it's the 15 pounds that you gain from unhealthy food and a lot of underage drinking.
Aww. And does that happen to everybody?
Pretty much, and some people even more than 15 pounds.
That is so funny, I've never heard of that.
Nah,
where do you live in Germany? Like, do you have dorms so you don't gain weight or anything?
I feel like in Germany we do have some dorms, but it's mostly shared apartments that are provided by the university.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really on campus, it's just close to the uni. I know a lot of people here commute to their university, so they still live with their parents, maybe like an hour away, and then take the train every day.
Oh, wow, that's an effort.
Yeah, well, it is cheaper for them to just not live on their own, and obviously more convenient because their parents don't.
Well, isn't it really expensive to commute?
No, it's not at all, because we do get a ticket from the university that you can use all public transport with, and that's included in the semester fee.
That's amazing. So how much do you pay?
In the semester?
Yeah.
We don't have tuition fees in Germany.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, we only pay a social fee. That is 250 to 300 euro. It depends on the university, but that's pretty much it.
That's your tuition. Like, that's literally all you pay?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's so much amazing. Well, I go to a private school.
I am the one, the way your son don't need a gun to get respect up on the street.
So my parents literally pay like 50,000 bucks per year.
What?
And it's a 4-year program, so.
So 200K.
200K for my education.
That is
for
literally
my degree.
A nice house, well, here in Germany.
Well, yeah. I don't attend private school, but I still have to pay like 9,000 pounds a year.
Yeah. And is that with or without the dormitory?
No, that's obviously without.
So. With, oh my god, that is insane.
Yeah.
Okay, so since you, in your first year, pretty much only live on campus, is that all you know? Is your whole life revolving around university? How is your involvement?
Yeah, I think you guys pretty much like get that picture from American movies, but
oh, yeah,
this is actually
for sure.
But this really is like a true cliche because we are very involved, especially into like the college sports. So whenever there's like a football game on campus, everybody like they get dressed up and we get our faces painted. There's mascots, so it's always like a great event.
How's your involvement in England?
Well, it's Almost the same. We have societies and
then, sorry, what are societies exactly?
Well, that's like kind of like groups who share the same interests and then have meetings and theme parties.
So do you have like a Harry Potter group or something?
Yeah, of course. We have everything.
That sounds like so much fun. Yeah. I'm listening to this, I'm getting so jealous because in Germany I feel like we just go to university and then go home and that's it. We don't really get involved. There is some groups, but it's mostly like organizational groups. There's not a lot of people joining those. It's not for fun. We go home and hang out with our home friends and party with them, not really.
That sounds so sad.
Yeah, it does.
So don't you like have any parties?
I mean, we just go partying in private. Obviously, you have friends in university and you meet up with them in private.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a couple of parties a semester on campus. But I'd say on the usual, you do go party on private. Do you have crazy house parties like in the movies with the red cups and everything? How's it?
Oh, that's such a cliche. But yeah, I can't, like, thinking about it, we do have a lot of like red cups. Well, the drinking age is 21, so on campus there's a lot of like underage drinking in the fraternities and stuff. But wait, in Germany it's 16, right?
The drinking age? Well, it's 16 for beer and then wine.
And that's amazing.
If you want liquor, you have to wait until you're 18. How is it in England?
Well, you can't drink until you're 18, but...
But you do it anyways, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right, well, I think we're signing off with that. So thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you for
inviting us.
I hope you're enjoying your time in Germany.
We will.
Yeah. And yeah. Thank you, everyone who listened, and see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye, bye, bye.